Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky's farm economy is continuing to hold strong in spite of some challenging years with weather and agricultural markets. When University of Kentucky Ag Economist Dr. Will Snell presented the Agricultural Economic Outlook at the Kentucky Farm Bureau meeting November 30th, he said, look for agriculture to hold steady this year.
We don't see a whole lot of growth in too many of our agricultural commodities for 2018. You've got poultry and equine rebounding a little bit. There's no doubt there's ample supplies of meat products on the world market are going to continue to constrain the growth in livestock prices.
He noted that after a peak in 2014, agriculture cash receipts have continued to be lower.
We peaked in 2014 with $6.5 billion of agricultural cash receipts. Last year at the press conference here, we projected that the 2016 ag cash receipts would decline to about $5.4 billion. And when the official number came out this past September, that's the number that USDA made official, was $5.4 billion.
Snell adds livestock continues to be a strong point for Kentucky Ag, complemented by three other major cash crops.
Growth in livestock receipts. Soybean receipts are up due to some growth in yields as well as acres for soybeans. Corn receipts, and we had a much better year with tobacco.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau, KFB. Loves KY.
Dr. Will Snell says there are some major national indicators that Kentucky farmers will need to watch this year.
We're obviously going to be watching what happens with the Federal Reserve, impacts on interest rates, as well as the value of the dollar. A lot of policy issues, Eddie, that you all will be following this year, certainly the farm bill, what's happened with tax reform, health care reform, immigration reform are big issues for agriculture, and those trade agreements.
He says internal changes in agriculture could impact the industry as well.
Some issues with competition out there as well as concentration. You know, we've got seen a lot of concentration, a lot of the agribusiness suppliers as well as some of the processors, and some of the impacts that we'll have upon agriculture not only in 2018 but in the future for not only our agriculture but our agriculture throughout the United States.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.